Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's helping you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. How can I help?
Okay. I think it was a few weeks back, someone called you about vertigo, and I'm thinking you suggested manganese, 300 milligrams a day, split up, you know, like 100. I did that, and it worked. But then I got to thinking, when do I stop it? And then, I mean, as long as it's working, I mean, is there a toxicity is what I'm wondering. And then also, I have a ringing in my left ear, so I don't know. And that got better with, and cramps in my legs and feet got better, too. So is it my head?
No, actually, it's not in your head, Sue. And I think that's great. But, yeah, manganese typically is a deficiency that we don't see often. And, again, it's a mineral. And
okay.
So typically you're not going to get too much of a toxicity with it at lower dosages like that. So
okay.
I don't know that you need to be overly concerned about that. It's no different than taking like a vitamin every day or a multivitamin every day or taking zinc every day. You know,
okay.
You don't want to be taking thousands of milligrams. If you're being sensible and taking what's on the label usually and what's directed, you know, by what's on the label of whatever brand you're taking, I mean, typically that's an okay thing to do, and it's what's recommended. And, you know, the reality is when you have a deficiency of some mineral of whatever kind, they can have a lot of different aspects of it. Like ringing in the left ear is always a classic symptom of a manganese deficiency, as well as leg cramps or some form of cramping. And then also, like you were talking about, dizziness and some vertigo can have to do with a deficiency as well. So, I mean, it's interesting then all that kind of cleared up based on just, you know, dealing with a mineral deficiency. So, yeah, it's amazing how that works, but I wouldn't worry too much about the toxicity level. And if you need to get blood work done, they can do blood tests and whatnot. But, I mean, rarely do you see toxicity with manganese, and rarely do you see a deficiency, which is kind of interesting as well. But I'm glad that was helpful to you. Manganese really is a key mineral to the body, and so many people when they get deficient, it does cause a lot of weird symptoms like what you've been dealing with. So thanks so much for the call. Glad you're doing well. 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Weight gain is now hitting women after marriage, they're saying, and men after divorce, USA Today reported. As tying or untying the knot seems to affect men's and women's waistlines differently. A new study shows that women are more apt to pile on the excess pounds after marriage while men add the weight after divorce. And so clearly the effect of marital transitions on weight changes differs by gender. And there's a lead authority in this, Dr. Tumrin at Ohio State University. But they said that both men and women who divorced or married were more likely than never married people to have a small weight gain in the 2 years following their marital transition, the team found. In most cases, the weight gain was minor and not a serious health threat, but the risk of incurring a large weight gain was higher among men after divorce and among women after getting married. So divorces for men and, to some extent, marriages for women promote weight gains that may be large enough to pose a health risk, they concluded. But the study didn't examine the reasons why major weight gain is more likely for men after divorce and for women after marriage. Then the research did not really go beyond the two-year marital transition mark. But married women have a larger role around the house than men do, and they may have less time to exercise and stay fit than similar unmarried women. Co-author and sociology professor Dr. Quinn theorized in the news release. On the other hand, studies show that married men get a health benefit from marriage, and they lose that benefit once they get divorced, which may lead to their weight gain. But researchers also found that people over age 30 were more likely to gain weight after marriage or divorce. And, you know, here's the deal. There's so much of emotions that are tied to our weight gain. And, again, many times people stress eat. They go through a lot of stressful times in their life, like a divorce or getting married, and they either let it go one way or the other. But most people soothe themselves with food. It is. It's true. And most psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that. A lot of studies out there will tell you that many times people will actually soothe themselves with the food. And, again, it is what it is. But if you can control that, if you can get control of your life and the way that you feel and the way that you think, and not let all these the circumstances around you control what's going on. If you can control what's in you, you'll control what's going on around you. But you have to control what's within you first, your thoughts, your actions, your intentions, your instincts. I mean, if you get down to where you can control all of that, you're going to make the world around you much better using the most important issues or the most important supplements, like a good multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break your food down, cod liver oil for that omega-3 fatty acid, vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also probiotics, which, of course, put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. But all of those are important, and that's a good foundation for you. But fasting is considered really good, too, but you need to check with your doctor on that. It allows the body to cleanse itself. It's a natural detoxifier for the body that can play a big role. So there's a lot of things like that that can be key players. But again, it has to be one of those deals where you're ready to make a change, you're willing to make a change, no matter what. And if you are, then that's where the real victory will come. But although it can sound kind of scary, you need to walk with whatever your doctor's telling you and begin to learn and educate yourself. My book, Empowering Your Health, I think, Stan, would be a real good tool for you. It'll take you from A to Z of what you really need to do with your health, especially if you just don't know where to begin. It is the beginning point, and it gets into a lot of detail, too. So it's called Empowering Your Health, and you can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. Quote for the day comes from a Dutch proverb. It says, a handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. You know what? There's a lot of truth to that statement. A lot of truth. Blood oxygen test now tends to find heart defects in newborns, interestingly enough. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But now we're going to go to Monique. Monique, welcome to the show. Hello, Monique. Monique, are you with us? Okay, I think we've lost Monique. We're going to go to an email here. Stan, I'm sorry, just read that. Jennifer, actually, in Florida, she writes, I've been struggling with energy levels. They become low. They're lower in the morning, and they start to pick up in the evening time after 1 p.m. in the afternoon. What do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of times with energy levels, you have to do with cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and it has to do with the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and really, a lot of people go to the coffee and whatnot in the mornings. But if you will resist that desire for coffee in the mornings, switch over to more of a green tea, which can help block cortisol. It can help stabilize the adrenal function. Vitamin C can be very helpful. And also vitamin B5 has also shown great benefit. You might want to get your thyroid checked with your physician as well.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Sterilac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Sterilac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Sterilac.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Oh, great. I have a question for you. I love your show, and I love what
Thanks.
You're doing. And you're a help to a lot of people. I know that.
Thank you.
Just wanted to mention that. And yes, sir. I have a enlarged prostate, and also just recently I had gotten some cluster migraines, and one of the foods that they had urged me to stop eating was avocados, and you know, I think as you know, that's been one of the highly recommended ones.
Yeah, it is.
And I was wondering maybe what other types of foods I could eat in order to not trigger any more of those headaches, because they have gotten better, by the way, too, so that's been a blessing.
So you come off the avocados and the headaches have gotten better, for sure?
Sir?
So you've come off the avocados and your headaches?
Well, I don't think it was, I can't really tell. They gave me several different foods, and that was just happened to be one of them. And I eat a lot of avocados, a lot of bananas. Those two were on the list of not being able to eat. And, but the headaches went away. I don't necessarily think they were a result of that. I think it might have been a little bit of stress maybe or something, but.
Have you been under more stress than usual lately?
Well, I don't think that I had been under any less than before, but I didn't think I was really under any under back when I started getting them either. I just believe I guess I've been eating right, you know, trying to eat right and that type of thing.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know that avocados would really cause it. If you have some form of food like bananas that raise the blood sugar a little bit more than the average type food, that could definitely trigger more headaches. So if you're eating a ton of bananas, what does that mean, like three or four a day or one a day?
Oh, just one a day, yes, sir.
Yeah, that may not be enough. What are any other foods they mentioned on the headaches?
Processed meats, I guess also bacon. That's the one.
Those are it right there. They have a component in their foods called nitrites.
And right, I've heard of those before, yes, sir.
But the nitrites are what trigger the headaches, cluster headaches for sure. I wouldn't worry so much about avocados. That's just, I'm just telling you, because that is really good for the prostate. Now, for prostate issues, what are you doing for that?
My doctor's given me, I think it's Flomax is the name of it.
Yeah, and so it's swollen, right? It's a swollen prostate.
Yes,
so it's dealing with BPH.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I take Flomax, and then that's really all I've been given for the enlarged prostate. For the headaches, I had they had thought maybe my blood pressure was. I've never had high blood pressure, but it just happened to be high a couple times in there.
Okay.
And he gave me a blood pressure medicine, but you know I'm not planning on taking it for very long.
Well, when it comes to something like a prostate issue, and you're taking Flomax. There's a lot of natural things you can take, too, and you can look into. Pumpkin seed oil is one. Also, salt palmetto, which is very, very good. And there's some really good research behind salt palmetto. Zinc is very good, too. And then also the pumpkin seed oil and, of course, avocados. But, I mean, when you're going through all of that, you always want to make sure, you know, that you keep things balanced. And when you're looking at headaches, too, one big key for headaches, if you're not, I mean, just more than a chemical or a nutritional deficiency, there could be something structural going on, too. An osteopathic physician can look at that and possibly do some manipulation on the neck region if it needs it. And so if the headaches begin to trigger again on a regular basis, you might want to have a DO take a look at that and just see, you know, if they find anything that might be a strong trigger. Because with headaches, again, when they come and go, there's a big chemical component to it, but there can be a big structural component as well. But the prostate issues, I wouldn't worry too much about the avocado. Never have I really seen, unless somebody had a severe allergy to it, where it triggered any kind of headache type symptoms. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Blood oxygen levels. There's a test now that finds heart defects in newborns. And all the newborns should get a simple oxygen test to really check for serious heart defects before they come home from the hospital. A new panel says that 25% of the cases, the defects are life-threatening, but the diagnosis sometimes is missed because of a baby's heart and lungs continue to mature in the first few days after birth, and nothing may look or sound wrong. They say it's very hard in the first few days of life to make a diagnosis. Even a good doctor, along with an expert exam, Dr. Alan Fleischman, who's an MD and director of the March of Dimes in White Plains, New York, says the test is called pulse oximetry, and it measures how much oxygen is in the blood using a small light sensor that's taped around a baby's wrist and palm of the hand and the bottom of the foot. And several large studies have been around this. It doesn't cost that much. And powerful results they found from this as well. So great that they have new tests coming out for these kids. It's really important. At the end of the day, when you're dealing with heart defects, sometimes the trained ear of a pediatric cardiologist is very good at that. And, you know, they use echocardiograms, which can detect them as well. But sometimes they can go missed. And so having other tests out there really to rally things up and to give good data is always something good to have in the arsenal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now. If you've got questions about your health, we're going to go to Monique now. Hi, Monique.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Okay. I'll try to put this in a nutshell. I'll focus on my father recently. We were taking care of my mother who had pulmonary fibrosis, but the pneumonia just kept coming back over and over again. But so that sets up kind of the stress issues. My father just turned 72. He lost quite a bit of his muscle mass about maybe a year and a half ago, and he still works construction and such. He's a very positive-minded person. In May, he reached around to the right, and he felt something pop kind of under, I would think, maybe around where the liver was and whatnot, and he threw up after that, but he said there was no acid after he had eaten a little bit of food. He's had these issues with a little bit of nausea. Mostly the pain is keeping him from eating, and then it started radiating to the other side, mirroring, so to speak. And he's had blood work done, which showed 12,000 on the white cell count, some anemia. He's looked a little bit jaundiced.
So he's got several things going on that could be happening with the liver. My curiosity, really, is what the doctors have said about this. So why don't we go into a commercial break and we come out, Monday.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going in the break, talking with Monique about her dad. A lot of stress going on, but now talk to me, Monique. Dad's 72, lost a lot of muscle mass. He did something where he turned around and he kind of reached to the right, felt a pop right about where the liver is, then he threw up, and then he's had a lot of challenges from that point. So why don't you go from there?
Okay, so from there, things seemed to have kind of smoothed down a little bit. We were kind of eating on my mother's schedule, which is like, you know, whatever we could get down, or, you know, because breathing and eating was kind of difficult, and so we wound up everybody losing weight. But anyway, it showed up again about a couple weeks after her service. But the pain was mirroring on the other side, and it was basically either a nausea, or when he did try to eat, he can only eat little bits of this, that, or the other. He is taking a super fruit extract, that's got mangosteen and all like that in it, acai and so forth. He's trying to take his D3s. He did have, a CT scan, an x-ray, a PET scan this past Monday, and then on Wednesday he had a needle biopsy because they had found about a half-dollar sized tumor on the lower right part of the lung. And today he met with his lung specialist, and apparently there's not a whole lot of detail available, but all he said is maybe it had been, is definitely some kind of cancer tumor on the lower right lobe. And all he said is it apparently spread to the abdomen. I've looked at pancreatic stuff. Of course, I probably shouldn't have, because I'm just one of them nervy people, and then I try to get everything done in advance, before just, you know, taking a step at a time. But his liver and kidney function look good. He showed anemia and 12,000 on the white count. Mm-hmm. He's going to see the general practitioner tomorrow. This dude is awesome. He gives you all the, he calls after hours and tells him, okay, this is what's up, yada, yada. So, but anyway, we're looking at maybe gallbladder, pancreas, stomach, all that kind of thing going on. And he is able to get like oatmeal down. Some pudding. He's trying to eat about every 2 hours, but he lost 4 pounds in 1 week. And what I had heard also is that cancers cannot live in acidic environments.
Right.
And if that's the case, what? I mean, obviously he's probably going to have to get an IV. He may sign up into the Moffitt Center in Tampa. To get whatever this is addressed. He's also taken some immunoglobulins, an enzyme pH, and a probiotic. He's trying to do that. When he takes his meals, a probiotic prior to. But I'm at a loss, obviously. I mean, I know I've got to wait for certain things, but is there... he loves orange juice, but right now he's drinking more milk and whatnot than he is his juice. And so I'm wondering, you know, I guess that's a stomach issue. And for a lung specialist, not apparently say, okay, it came from the lung and went to the abdomen, that's the best you can get, but didn't even suggest any kind of treatment. So now he's got to go back to the GP, who apparently knows more. I mean, this is shocking to me. And my husband's been through lung cancer, and they took his lung out, and he's a survivor. He's a walking, talking testimony. And my dad just turned 72, and I'm just wondering if you've got any kind of, recommendations or suggestions about, good foods to be eaten. He can get oatmeal down, pudding, a little bit of like burger and meat. He loves fish, but and greens, and I don't know what else. And maybe I'm jumping the gun, and I just got to wait until they address the issue from where it came from. What kind of foods can you eat to kind of maybe keep this at bay while he's looking into figuring out what kind of treatment he should take? Because chemotherapy about killed my husband outside of a blood transfer,
I don't think that you're jumping the gun. Let me just say that. I don't think you're being nervy, as you call it, or being anxious. I don't think any of that. I think that you're being wise because you're realizing that he has to do something, that just sitting back and letting the body just kind of do whatever is not really that smart. I mean, you have to jump in, and it's about being wise. I mean, what can you do right now? What can he do right now to improve his body? Because time is your greatest, it can be your greatest enemy or your greatest asset, especially when you're dealing with cancer or the potential of cancer. And, you know, cancer cells, they do thrive in an acidic environment. They don't thrive in what we call an alkaline environment. And so diet is the key. It really is. Now, depending on what stage and what level of cancer is, that depends as well. Because remember, cancers don't just form overnight. It takes about 10 years, they say, for a tumor to form to the point where it can be destructive to the body. So unfortunately, many tumors, unless it's pancreatic, which can be very aggressive, they take a long time to form. They can be just sit around until they really get to the point where you experience symptoms. And then once you experience symptoms, that's when, obviously, the game is on. And then you're dealing with all kinds of treatment and therapy and everything else. But I think that an anti-inflammatory diet for him, that's really important. There's a lot of supplements and whatnot that you can look into. And let me just shoot some at you that are out there that you can do some research on. Broccoli seed extract has really good research on it. And also, there's some really good teas out there. Herba mate tea is really good. And, I mean, they're a really good supplements. They've said that high doses of vitamin C can be very, very helpful with people that are looking to get their immune system built up. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot he can do. The green drinks are really good. So if you go to a health food store and ask them about green drinks, they help keep the body more alkaline. Easyac tea, very good. It's a tea that's been around for quite some time. It builds the immune system, has some strong properties to it. And there's been good research on apricot seeds, and you can do that vitamin, they call it vitamin B17. So there's some research on that. Very tough to get. There's some kind of issues around that, but you can do the research yourself and make up your own opinions regarding that. And so getting him to focus and getting him to be in a good place and being his cheerleader, like you're doing right now, doing research for him so you can bring good information to him, I think is a great way to go. And I would encourage you to continue down that path and not really think that you're being overly protective or overly concerned. When you're dealing with the potential of cancer or you're dealing with anything like that, it's I would rather someone be overly interested in what's going on than not enough to sit back and go, oh, they'll be fine, or it is what it is, or, I mean, that kind of attitude is not going to get anyone anywhere. And yes, there has to be a stress-free environment, or as much as you can allow that to be, but you don't want to get yourself sick either in the middle of all this. You've got to take care of you as well. So make sure you don't forget that, because yes, there's a battle going on here, and yes, you have to get his health back with, you know, as much as you can, or do the things that you know how to do to help him, but you don't want to lose your health in the middle of it all either. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now. You can give us a call, or if you want to shoot an email, go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Yeah, my name's Steve Fisher, and I've got some problems. I'm just trying to see what I can do about, I guess I waited a little late in life to try to get healthy, but
that's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah. Well, I've always tried to stay fit, but I've had four stents put in. My father passed away at the age of 53. I've got a brother that's had either three or four heart attacks, and my mother's had a pacemaker for over 30 years. And I've got the four stents put in. I've got diabetes, which it just blows my mind because there's only like one or two people in my whole family that's ever had diabetes.
Right.
But, you know, I've got a friend now that's got me taking vitamins, and I went from 230 pounds to 190 pounds. And she's got me taking CoQ10 and vitamin B12 and vitamin D, and there's just several of them that she got me taking, which I feel great. But I drive a truck, and it's real hard to, you know, get any exercise driving this truck because I drive from, you know, 10 to 15 hours a night. I'm in this truck.
Sure.
But I get home, and I can walk from my house to the next road up and back, and it's 3 2/10 miles, and I try to do that as often as I can. I don't get to do it every night. I try to lift weights and stuff and try to keep myself in shape as much as I can. And I love to ride horses, but I'm worried about that too, riding horses with stents. I didn't know whether that could do any damage or not, but they're just a little, you know, I went to the doctor last week to have the last, I had three stents put in like 6 or 7 years ago, and they never bothered me. It's great. But I changed family doctors, and he found out I'd never had them checked, so he sent me up to have them checked. They couldn't get my heart rate up, and then when they finally did, he went in an arteriogram and stuck another stent in me. And I went up to have them checked, and he told me that my blood sugar was 4.8.
Well, and so right now at this point, being concerned with the stent, and coming up with a game plan, why don't we do this? Let me go into a commercial break. We'll come back out, and we'll talk about it. Because heart health, dealing with a stent, and in dealing with conditions like diabetes and having blood sugar-related issues, all of that kind of goes hand in hand. And so having a good lifestyle plan is really what it's all about. So you don't have to live in fear, and you don't have to worry. You know you have a grounded plan that you can improve your health with while you're fighting these health challenges. We'll get into that when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. And going on their break, talking with Steve and talking about having stents in the heart and also some other health challenges. And Steve, why don't you kind of recap a little bit and then talk about kind of the main question you want to ask, more about a lifestyle plan for your overall health.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I've only got one bad habit, and that's smoke, and I'm trying my best to quit doing that. But I've been smoking for a long time. you know, it's hard. It's real hard to quit. Sometimes I can go 4 or 5 days, and it seems like I'll go right back to it, but I'm trying my best to quit. And, you know, the blood sugar's really got me worried a bunch. I don't check it like I should. He's got me on metformin. And for that, I'm on lisinopril for my blood pressure. And he had me on, I can't remember the name of it, it was generic for Zoloft. But I don't take it. And that stuff kind of made me feel funny, so I just kind of quit taking it. I'm on several different vitamins that really seem to be helping a bunch. I mean, I've got a lot of energy. I don't have time to, you know, I sleep all day. I don't eat right. You know, usually when I eat, it's in a darn truck stop, you know, where you can't really get anything healthy to eat. And I'm just, you know, I'm really trying to get out of a truck to where I can go back to being, you know, active all the time. But I just, you know, right now I've got to do this to make a living. Just trying to figure out how I can get as healthy as I can get.
I understand. I do. And with dealing with what you're dealing with, it's having stents in the heart and all these sorts of things that come from a lot of lifestyle factors. I mean, you said it best. You feel like you're coming into the game a little bit late, but it's really never too late. Even though you've had some things go on, I mean, think about the rest of your life that you have. And the choices you make right now really will determine the kind of health you're going to have. And so by making good choices now, that's going to make a huge difference later on. So as long as you know that and understand that, that's a key. And so your diet is important. You're right. First, the things you put inside your body become your body. And so the way you eat, the making the right choices every single day to that you're going to eat better, you're going to exercise more, even though you drive a truck and all that sort of thing, you're going to make that a priority, making the fact that you're not going to let anything hold you back. That you're going to focus. And that you're not going to let your old habits stay with you and continue to be your habits. Now, here's the deal with smoking. You have to determine. Let me ask you these questions about smoking. Do you have a family, wife, and kids?
No. Well, I'm divorced, but I have children, but they're all grown up. They're all 55.
Okay, that doesn't matter. You still have kids, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
And so, and grandkids. Okay, so do you think that they want dad and granddad to be around for a while?
Oh, yeah, I know they do.
Yeah. Do you think that when you smoke, knowing that they're here, when you smoke, do you think that is a selfish act or a selfless act?
No, I know it's a very selfish act. I wish I, you know, I mean, well, there's nothing I want more than to quit.
Well, no,
it's hard to do.
Nah, I understand. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is, yeah, it's hard. But you have to decide kind of in your mind what's harder. You know, the fact of you having a heart attack because of the smoking habit or you fighting through what can be tough so that they'll have a healthy dad and granddad. You see, most of the time when people have to quit, they're holding on. The smoking, it's not even the smoking and the nicotine so many times. It's the habit itself, but there's a control factor in their life with the smoking where they feel like they're in control. And a lot of times people can't quit because of that. But if you want to quit, I've seen more people quit on a dime. No patch, no gum, no nicotine, drug suppressant, nothing. And not that you can't use those. I'm just saying the root of it is in your mind, meaning it's more than just willpower. It's a made-up mind that you've had enough, and it is what it is. And you find replacement activities that you can kind of get into. And a lot of times people, psychologists and whatnot, when people are going to quit smoking, they do replacement behavior. So, for example, if you go to smoke, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, will replace that with eating. And then, of course, they gain a bunch of weight, come off the nicotine, gain more weight, and it's just kind of a big mess. But, you know, maybe it's exercise. Maybe for you, in driving a truck, maybe that's where you pull over and you pull into a parking lot or something and you walk for 15 minutes where you normally would take a smoke. And you create new habits and you create new ways of doing things. But, I mean, it has to come from a made-up mind. You have to have a driving force, and that's why if you have loved ones and people that you care about and you know that smoking is going to could potentially keep you from them, that should be enough of a driving force to keep you focused in the middle of it all. Now, there's other treatments out there. I mean, there's things like auriculotherapy, which is a form of acupuncture. It's like putting a staple around certain portions of your ear. It works very well. But I think the smoking habit, I mean, granted, you've got to quit, no doubt, but getting your eating right, I would encourage you. My book is called Empowering Your Health. And if you don't have a copy, I would encourage you to get one because I think it will just teach you from A to Z what it really means to be healthy. And at the core of it is the decision that you want to get well. That's the core. The core is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are now to where you need to be? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm never going to have the potential even of another stent in my heart. I'm not going to have the potential of having my blood sugar get worse. I'm not going to have the potential of dying early. You'll be able to thrive instead of just survive. Stay in touch with me on that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.